Hello? Oh, hi, Ninci. How are you doing? How's everything going in Indonesia? Oh, everything's going all right here. Nothing much to write home about. Oh, hey. I just see some people watching me in a video. I better catch you later, okay? Thanks for the call. Have a great day in Indonesia. Bye. You guys spying on me? Just got a call from one of my friends in Indonesia named Ninci. And she's asking me, hey, what's up, Mark? How's it going? And I said, everything's going great. You know, not much to write home about. Do you know what that means? That idiom, nothing to write home about. What does that mean? That means there's nothing exciting or important happening in my life. Right, so I told her, nothing to write home about. Nothing to write home about. Okay, so that's a good idiom that you can use in both speaking and writing. You know, if someone asks you the question, hey, what's up? Or how's it going? Or what's new? You know, hey, what's new in Indonesia? What's new in Indonesia, Ninci? You know, I could ask that, or what's up, or how's it going? Those kind of questions, right? So instead of just giving a normal answer, you know, like, everything's going okay, or everything's fine, everything's good. You know, very often English learners kind of find an answer that they're comfortable with, and then they just use that answer because it's safe, right? It's the safe answer to give. Someone asks you, how are you? You always say the same thing, right? I'm fine, or I'm good, or, you know, those kind of things. Well, sometimes it's nice to try something new, right? To just try a new answer, just to kind of like expand your vocabulary a little bit. So one good answer you can use, like I said, in speaking or in writing is, you know, nothing much to write home about. You could say it a few different ways. You can say nothing to write home about, or, you know, not much to write home about, or like nothing really to write home about. Those, you know, but basically the same part is write home about, right? There's nothing to write home about, you know? So that just means there's no news that you have to write home about, right? So the idiom, I think, it comes from back in the day when kids would go off to college, right? So kids would leave their hometown, go to maybe a big city and study at university. And, you know, they would write letters home if there was something that happened in their life, right? Like, hi, Mom, everything's going okay. You know, I started my classes. I met a cute girl, or, you know, I made some friends here. You know, you have something to tell your mom, right? You're writing a letter, sending it back home. But if you don't have anything really useful to say, if you don't have anything important in your life or interesting, well, then you have really nothing to write home about, right? So I think that's where the idiom comes from. I could be wrong. You know, very often native English speakers don't know where idioms come from. So that's my best guess. I didn't look it up beforehand. So that's a good way, guys. Just thought maybe I'd teach you there and give you something new, a new way to respond. If someone asks you, like I said, if they ask you, how's it going? You can say, oh, yeah, everything's going good. Nothing much to write home about. You know, or hey, what's new? What's going on over there? Hey, what's going on over in your neck of the woods? Neck of the woods means your area, right? So if someone asks you, hey, what's going on in your neck of the woods? You can say, nah, nothing much to write home about. Nothing to write home about. Okay, that's a great answer, guys. Well, look at this beautiful sky. Cloudy sky here in BC, Canada. And the sun is set, I think. It's already set somewhere over behind those clouds. But let me know, guys, do you ever get stuck in your English learning? Do you ever kind of like get stuck in a rut? Do you know what that means? If you get stuck in a rut means kind of like a hole, you know, a hole in the ground where you're just not a hole, like a, let me see if I can find like an example of a rut. Like imagine if there was like, let's see, look at this soccer goal here. Let's see if we can find a rut here. maybe something kind of like this, right? This would kind of be like a rut. If we were to move this goal, right, there might be like underneath this part of the goal here, there'd be kind of like a rut in the ground, right? But you can kind of see maybe there's like a rut here. It's like a line here. It just means kind of like a little, like a hole in a line where, like, if you would put water in there, it would kind of run along the rut. So if you get stuck in a rut, you know, that means you just kind of always do the same thing. You do something a certain way, right? I'm stuck in a rut. Hey, Ninchi. Yeah, nothing to write home about here. Everything's the same, you know, every day is always the same for me. I'm kind of stuck in a rut. I'm stuck in a rut. That means there's nothing new happening. I'm just kind of doing the same thing all the time. So that's also a good idiom you can use in your conversations. I'm stuck in a rut. I need to get out of a rut. I need to do something new. I need to challenge myself a little bit more. So that might be how your English is, you know. Very often when people learn a language, they kind of get stuck in a rut. You know, they kind of, everything's the same, and maybe they're learning some new things, but it's a little bit boring, right? Well, a good way is to kind of challenge yourself and give, kind of learn new ways to answer people, new ways, new kind of idioms, and take some risks, right? If you want to get out of a rut, you have to take some risks. You know, maybe you've been working at the same job for like 30 years, and you want to start your own business, but you're a little bit afraid, and you've been doing the same thing for 30 years, so you're kind of stuck in a rut, right? And so to get out of the rut, you might need to take some risks, right? And it's always a bit scary if you take some risks, just like when you're speaking English. If someone asks you, hey, what's up, or how's it going, you know, you might be a little bit afraid to use a new idiom or some new answer. Take a risk, guys. You know what? It doesn't matter. Nobody cares if you use the wrong idiom or if you make a fool out of yourself. It's okay. You know, nobody cares. It's better to make mistakes and try to learn than to always do the safe thing, right? So that's what I would say. I would like to encourage you guys today to get out of the rut. You know, take some risks. There's a dog. Wow. But and there's the moon. Can you see the moon there over that tree? But anyway, guys, I better wrap up this video. To wrap it up means to finish it. Better conclude this video. But I just wanted to give you guys that quick tip. Another way to say nothing much, you know? Nothing. Another way to kind of say that nothing really exciting is going on in your life, okay? So you can say nothing to write home about. Well, hope you guys have a great day. Hope you have something to write home about today. Hope your life isn't as boring as mine here. I just kind of do the same thing every day. I come out to this field every day when I make videos, right? You're probably bored of seeing this video, you know, this kind of scene here. But I'm stuck in a rut. Maybe I should go to a new place and make videos. Huh, that's a perfect example. Hey guys, I'm stuck in a rut. I better go find a new place to make videos. But anyway, guys, take care. I love you so much. And almost don't even want to say bye to you. That's how much I love hanging out with you guys. Well, I guess all good things come to an end, eh? Is that true? I don't know, that's another idiom. Sometimes people say that all good things come to an end. I don't know if that's true. Hopefully Mad English TV doesn't come to an end. That'd be sad, right? Anyway, let me know your thoughts down in the comments. And as always, have a great day, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.